Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk about the Mercer County High School art program. Some proud tradition there, and they just wrapped up with the Lincoln Trail Conference Art Festival, and Mercer County had a very good showing. We get a chance to visit with Olivia Huckey. She's a junior at Mercer County High School, so she had a good LTC Art Festival. All right, first place, Graphite Nature. First place, Computer Graphics. In My Style was the title. Second place, Graphite Portrait. Second place, Computer Graphics. Second place, Ink Color. Congratulations, Olivia Huckey. What does all that mean, I guess? Pretty good work, apparently. The judges liked it.
Well, I mean, I was very proud of all the work that I put in, and Miss G was so lenient on what we could enter this year, and so I just chose all the favorite ones I've done in the past, so, yeah.
And I guess just explain to us, for those people that don't know, how the kind of the festival or the competition works. Kind of what goes into this. I'm assuming you do the work during the school year, and then you have an opportunity to say, hey, I'd like to submit this. So explain how it works.
Well, there's different, like, categories you can enter it. Like, the nature, that was one I did of a dog in, like, in a forest. And then there was one of, like, the ink and color. That was one I did out of markers. It was just a portrait I did, yeah.
So what is your motivation in all this? I guess, as they say, your life is the canvas. How does it work for you in terms of putting art together?
Well, I just browse the internet, and if I see something that inspires me, I'll probably, like, get an idea and just spit it out.
And I think it's pretty neat because Mercer County, they've been involved in various competitions. I know we were talking a little bit, off the air, some of the other different stuff you've done in addition to the LTC Art Festival. Now, you've also entered a piece in the Congressional Art Competition, which is pretty neat because you're talking about competing against, I know the 17th Congressional District includes 14 counties in mm-hmm. Western Illinois, so you're competing against kids that enter their works from across the region. Tell us a little bit about your entry there and participating in that competition.
The entry I entered in that was a charcoal piece of the front of the school with the eagle statues. It was at the beginning of the year when Ms. G just wanted us to be outside, so we just went outside and just drew the front of the school.
Yeah, and then so you enter that, mm-hmm. and then you find out it's one of the finalists. Is that kind of how it works?
I think you just enter, and then people vote on who, like, they just like the best, so.
All right.
Yeah.
So, and you can, if you search the Congressional Art Competition in the 17th Congressional District in Cherry Bustos, you can find the opportunity of how to vote, and we'll link it here in the interview as well. But, you know, I look at all the kids that have entered something in this LTC Art Festival. A lot of different names mm-hmm. here. So can you speak to the art program? You know, kids must take this stuff pretty serious. I've looked at some of the works, and it's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
what about that?
Yeah, it's really high competition here. I don't really, like, know anyone specific from, like, other schools that are really good, but I just saw stuff that I'm proud of.
Yeah.
I think that, like, you know.
And I'm speaking, too, to just the kids within Mercer County High School
mm-hmm.
in the art
like
program.
Like Bella, she was, that was a really good one.
And just in terms of the LTC Art Festival, because I see all the different names
right.
here. How good is the art program at Mercer County High School? It must be pretty good.
I think it's pretty good. Ms. G does a pretty good job of, like, supporting us and getting all the materials that we need for what we want to do. And it's really great.
Is it something you've always kind of been interested in? You're a junior in high school. Is it something even before your junior year? So where does your love from art come from? And are there certain subjects you like little bit more than others?
Oh, yeah. I, like, a while ago, I used to really be into, like, graphite and, like, portraits and stuff. But the past year, my mom got me an iPad. So that's the graphic design that I did. And I've been doing that ever since in the past year. And I've just always been doing art my entire life.
So let's do a segment called Art for Dummies.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm the dummy.
Okay.
Okay, and you're the artiste, as they like to say. So graphite, I'm right to say that. That's basically mm-hmm. a pencil?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so see, I figured
yeah.
I'm one for one. So computer graphics, you spoke a little bit to that. That's using the iPad or the PC or whatever to do something. Mm-hmm. All right, so I got that right. And then, so graphite portrait is basically you're painting a picture of using
pencil drawing
to draw
a person.
Okay, so see, I'm figuring, I couldn't do it, but at least I can explain it. And then computer graphics, self-explanatory.
Thing,
and then ink color, that's the marker stuff. Mm-hmm. So in terms of what you prefer one over the other, why do you like one area over the other? Or do you like them all equally, I guess?
The markers was definitely a different medium for me because I don't really work traditionally in... traditionally it's, like, not digital. And it worked with color a lot. And I'm not very good with color. That's why I like the graphite, because it's in black and white. And for the computer graphics, that one's, like, totally different because there's a whole bunch of lighting and like, different special effects you can do. And, like, I'm still learning with all of them. So it really depends, on my mood, if I want to learn it or not.
Right, That's awesome. And I'm assuming you get a lot of that with your classmates that are involved in art then.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the mood, as they say. So, you know, music and art, I was telling people that it's always great when you're out and about and you go to a lot of different events at Mercer County High School. Certain things stick out in your mind. And when people say, well, do you know Olivia Huckey? And when I was looking at this, your name stuck out in the LTC Art Festival. And I'm like, Olivia Huckey, she was participating in the Elton John music theory class, and she sang Benny and the Jets. Why do I know that? It's because I watched it, and I'm a big Elton John fan. So I remember that. So what about music at Mercer County High School? What type of experience was that? I was bummed. I thought you would have participated in the Billy Joel thing this year, but you didn't. What about doing that last year and putting yourself out there and doing stuff like that?
Man, I knew I had to perform in front of people, and I just stuck it out. I just had to deal with it. And I had a lot of fun, actually, and it got me into doing the musical this year, and I've been really enjoying that.
All right. I should make you sing a few lines of Benny and the Jets. I won't make you do that. But that's the other thing as we wrap up here. You know, putting yourself out there, and whether it be, you know, doing the Elton John music theory class, or whether you want to do the musical, mm-hmm. or whether you want to put a piece of art out there, you know, you have to overcome a little bit of a fear of, hey, I'm putting myself on display out there for people. So can you speak to that in terms of, I don't know if maybe you didn't have a fear of that, or people are always apprehensive, hey, is my stuff good enough?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to put something like this out there that means so much to me, and then I'm worried about criticism or whatever? So you've overcome that, apparently. So what about that? And can you give advice to other kids out there that say, hey, maybe I want to enter something in mm-hmm. this art competition, or maybe I want to participate in the musical, but I'm scared, or I want to sing an Elton John song at the music theory class. So what is your advice to them if they're apprehensive about it?
I'd say just put it out there and have fun with it, because the more you worry about it, it's going to stick there. You got to get over it, and before you know it, it'll be the most fun you'll ever had. I have so much fun with the musical and everything. It's so much fun.
Awesome. That's great. So we talk about the arts today, and we'll post the picture that Olivia Huckey has submitted in the Congressional Art Competition, so you'll be able to see that on the interview. We appreciate you coming by. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. Nice seeing
your work, that's for sure. Olivia Huckey is a junior, great art student, participating in the LTC Art Festival, and also in the Congressional Art Competition. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.